Dr. Roger Murphy, thefibrodoctor.com, author of Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia and Chronic Fatigue Syndrome. Thank you for joining me for my Tuesday night Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia teleconference. I look forward to your questions this evening. A little bit about me. I'm a board-certified chiropractic physician, board-certified nutritional specialist. I've been in private practice for 24 years. For a number of years, I owned a very large integrative medical practice on the campus of Brookwood Hospital here in Birmingham, Alabama. In 2003, I sold that medical practice. That was the year that my first edition of my Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia and Chronic Fatigue Syndrome book was first published. It's now in its fifth edition, available in most bookstores, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, BarnesandNoble.com. For the last several years, my practice has evolved to be mostly phone consults. Probably 95% of what I do these days is working with patients long distance by phone. I have a clinic in Birmingham, Alabama, and patients do come to the clinic, whether they travel to do so or they come locally. But the majority of my practice these days is done by phone consults. I'm delighted to have you join me this evening, and look forward to your questions. I do these calls every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, same phone number, same access code. Tonight I'm going to be sharing a little bit about adrenal fatigue. It's a very common syndrome that those with fibromyalgia have, and I'll be going over in a good bit of detail about what that syndrome is and what you can do to help you not only to uncover whether you have it, but what you can do in your quest to help you overcome this thing called adrenal fatigue. Well, from time to time, I have patients who come on the line and they join me to share their story. I think it's important that I do that, because I think what happens when you get this thing called fibromyalgia, I mean, the first thing, it may take, you know, it can take years, sometimes 7 years and 12 different doctors before you ever get the diagnosis. And so over that period of time, oftentimes you're shoveled out to one doctor after the next, one specialist after the next. Typically they tell you all your blood work looks fine. And, you know, then you start to wonder, what is it? I mean, are you a hypochondriac? Do you really have a real illness? Is it all in your head? Sometimes doctors even make you believe that, or they certainly encourage you to have those thoughts, because they themselves may be thinking that. We can still have a long ways to go to educate doctors. We still have some doctors with their head in the sand that don't fully believe that there's a thing called fibromyalgia. Obviously, there's no truth to that, but we do unfortunately have doctors who choose not to accept this thing called fibromyalgia. They may tell you that you just need to lose weight or exercise more or get some more sleep or get some rest. And, of course, anytime I hear doctors say that, or I hear a patient relate that a doctor has told them that, then I quickly know that that doctor doesn't know what he or she is talking about, because with fibromyalgia, you would love to do those things, but it's impossible to do so. You'd love to be able to get a good night's sleep, but you can't. You'd love to be able to exercise, but if you exercise, you have flare-ups. So, you know, if you overdo it, you can't get out of bed for 2 or 3 days. And you'd love to get more rest, but you're so exhausted, you can't rest. Now, those with fibromyalgia know exactly what I'm talking about. Those who don't have the illness, that sounds strange. But patients oftentimes will tell me, and I've been doing this for 18 years, they'll tell me that they're exhausted all day long, and then they go to lay down there, and they're so exhausted they can't even go to sleep. And part of that is they're so stressed out from the day-to-day stimulation that the normal person can handle and adjust to, no problem. But for those with fibromyalgia, stress is magnified, and we're going to talk about that tonight. But it's easy to get discouraged with this illness and believe that you can never feel good again. And part of that is because, unfortunately, most people in our society look to traditional medicine alone as a cure-all for whatever illness it is. And that doesn't work with fibromyalgia. And the reason not why it doesn't work is the only way to reverse fibromyalgia is to feel good again is you got to get healthy. That's the only way to do it. And I've been doing this for 18 years working with some of the most difficult patients throughout North America. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, from trying all sorts of different things, whether that's a guaifenesin protocol, whether that's drug therapy when I had the medical practice, the only way you can reverse this and get your life back is you have to get healthy. And that sounds almost simpleton in describing that and saying that, and I realize that. And what I have come to learn the hard way over the years is that while drugs can be helpful, they don't make you healthy. And with fibromyalgia, there's just so many symptoms that if you try to cover up and manage all the symptoms, pretty soon you're on 6 to 12 different prescription medications. And each medication has the potential to cause other symptoms that then have to be medicated with more drugs. So for fibromyalgia, traditional medicine alone is a dead end. So people get very discouraged after having this illness for 3, 5, 10, 15, 20 years because they see that the traditional medical approach yields very little in the way of actually feeling good and getting their life back. And they're now what we have is a whole movement really in the medical world that is trying to educate patients about how they're going to have to learn to live with fibromyalgia, how they have to pace themselves, how they have to settle for the rest of their life with taking these medications. And there's just some days are going to be good and some days are going to be bad. At the Mayo Clinic, they actually teach you a class. You go and you get immersed in a class for a couple of weeks, and they teach you how to live with fibromyalgia, how to cope with it. I think that's a terrible thing for them to be doing, but it's all they know to do with those with fibromyalgia. So I think it's very important that I have my patients come on the line periodically and share their stories so you can actually hear that, yes, you can feel good again, because these are patients just like you. These are people who have had fibromyalgia and through hard work and perseverance and using the protocols that I've been using for the last 18 years, they've been able to reverse their fibromyalgia symptoms. And they're not cured, and they'll be the first one to tell you that, so will I. But what they've been able to do is get their life back. Now, fibromyalgia is kind of like a cancer. It's always there waiting and lurking, and it's, you know, ready to pounce if you don't take care of yourself. But what happens with my patients is by getting healthy, they're able to put fibromyalgia in the closet, and they're able to get their life back. So tonight I've got one of my favorite patients, Jolene, is going to come on the line here. And so let me get this prepped here. Hold on 1 second, and let's see if I can. So, Jolene, if you're on the call, if you can hit *6, that'll bring you live on the call.
Hello?
Hi, Jolene.
Hi, Dr. Murphy.
Thank you for joining me. I so appreciate you taking the time to do so.
Oh, I'm happy to be here, happy to be able to do this.
Well, it's been an interesting 6 months, hasn't it?
Absolutely.
Well, I'm so proud of you. You've come so far, and I know in the beginning you had some reservations, and you know what, you weren't sure if it was the right timing. And I would venture to say that you would that was a good decision that you made.
No doubt. I you're right. In the beginning, I was skeptical. I was hesitant, but I decided that it was time to take care of myself. And with your encouragement, this has been a great journey.
Well, so tell me, now how long have you had fibromyalgia?
At least 20 years.
Wow. Now, prior to that, what was your health like? What were some of the issues that you were having before you got the diagnosis of fibromyalgia?
I had a lot of pain, a lot of joint pain, a lot of muscle pain, fatigue, digestive issues. I'd been diagnosed with IBS. I had been diagnosed with interstitial cystitis. So I had chronic UTIs. I didn't sleep. I was depressed. All the typical fibromyalgia symptoms.
Yeah, they just kind of stack up, don't they? Just kind of year after year, they just, yeah. Well, now tell me, What were the medications that you were taking when we first started? Because you were on a few of them, not a lot, but a few of them.
Right. I was on Cymbalta and Neurontin and, let's see, I can't remember, Tramadol, Norco. Oh, I know there was something else, but I can't think now what it was.
Yep. Yeah,
I'd been on...
And then, were you on Prilosec as well? Was that the other one?
Yes, I was. Yes, I was.
Okay. I thought that was the other thing. Right, right.
Yeah.
And so now tell me now, how many meds are you taking at this point?
Zero.
Fantastic. I love it. Well, now, so what were your doctors telling you? What were they, I mean, over this 20-year period, what were they suggesting to you?
Well, it started out, you know, they were telling me, well, that I was just getting older and that I was going to have aches and pains and to live with it.
Oh, my goodness.
And
yeah, wow.
So I got really discouraged, and I quit going to the doctor for several years. And then about 8 years ago, I really hit the wall hard. And I found a doctor who would finally listen to me and was trying to help me. But like you said before, all he knew was to just give me a new drug. I tried Lyrica and I tried Savella and you know, if this doesn't work, let's try something else. And it just, the side effects were horrible and nothing made me feel better.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I think it's kind of, you know, they've got a big pot of soup here and they just keep throwing stuff in there to see if they can get the recipe right. But, you know, 20 years goes by and they never kind of get the right mix of meds and try everything, and it's a long journey. Well, now tell me about your sleep, because I think you put that you hadn't slept well in about 40 years.
Yeah, and that's right. I had a terrible time getting to sleep, and then when I would finally get to sleep, I didn't rest. And then I would wake up in the morning and I would feel as tireder than I was when I went to bed at night. I just never slept. I was also on Ambien when I started with you last
fall. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I remember that now. Yeah. Well, so what was it like when you just finally started sleeping? And that was a real game changer, wasn't it?
Oh, my gosh. It was like a whole new world. Now I go to bed and I go to sleep, and I sleep good. And when I wake up in the morning, I feel like getting up and going.
Yeah, I say that. Of course, as you know, I mean, this is something I ask, you know, probably every time we talk, every time I talk to my patients is, how's your sleep? Because if that's not corrected, and then if it's not kept in check, that ever gets out of alignment again, then you're in trouble. So I know that's the first sign that the wheels are starting to wobble. But, you know, fortunately for you, you've done great. You've done so well. Well, now tell me about your, that getting that deep sleep has really helped with your energy, because I know your energy was really low at one point.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about your energy. So a year ago, how was your energy?
It was horrible. I didn't do a lot of things that I wanted to do because I just didn't have the energy to do it. And I know when I talked to you last fall for the first time, I couldn't walk to the end of the block and back. I didn't have the energy. I had a lot of pain, and I couldn't do anything that I wanted to do without getting really worn out.
Yeah, and that's got to be really frustrating to just see that you can't really do what you want to do, and you really don't know how to fix it. I mean, and that's the other thing. You know, what do you? You know, so yeah. But now share with me what you're doing now. You know, where tell me about your walking.
I'm walking at least 1 to 3 miles every day. And I'm doing an aerobic walking program every morning when I first get up. And then usually of an evening, I will walk usually 2 miles.
Wow. That is fantastic. So a year ago, could you imagine what you're able to do physically now?
Oh, no, no. I had really given up. I just thought this is, you know, I'm only 62 years old, and I've got a lot of living to do and a lot of things that I want to do. And I had gotten to the point I thought I'm not ever going to be able to do those things that I want to do.
Yeah, I think that's a real sad place to be. I think because you realize that whether you're you know, like me, you're 52 or you're 62, but and you realize this is as good as it's going to get, and actually it's probably going to get worse, and you've got another 20, 30 years to live. I mean, that's pretty discouraging. And unfortunately, I think a lot of people with fibromyalgia kind of get in that position and they just settle. They just settle. You know, this is what it's going to be. But fortunately for you, you've worked so hard to improve. I mean, you've done fantastic. Tell me about your weight loss, because you've just done fantastic with the anti-inflammatory diet.
I've lost 40 pounds since the 15th of December.
And so, yeah, you did it over Christmas break, you know, so I get people having excuses, oh, I can't, you know, I can't do this, I can't do that. And you were one of those people, you were just ready. So you knew you could, you know, you were ready, and you did it, didn't complain. And so you've lost 40 pounds. That's amazing. That's amazing. Well, how does it feel to have lost 40 pounds? I mean, that's
oh, my gosh. Crazy. I'm not the same person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't look the same for sure, but I don't feel the same. I feel so much better, and it feels so much better to have that weight off.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
My body, I can do so much more, and I have so much more energy, and I can make plans and actually do it. Where before, if I couldn't plan anything because I didn't know how I was going to feel that day.
Yeah, I think that's a common theme, is you don't know, is this going to be a good day or a bad day? So, you find that you do less and less, and little by little, this illness, this syndrome, just sucks your life away, because you get to where you withdraw from your family and your friends, and you don't socialize, and yeah. Well,
exactly.
Well, so now, tell
happening.
Me. Yeah, yeah. Well, now tell me about your you know, the great thing about the diet, and certainly losing the weight is great, because your metabolism goes up, your energy goes up, you're not carrying around an additional 40 pounds like carrying around my son, you know, all day long. You know, a lot of weight, you know. So, but the other thing is your pain. Tell me, I mean, a year ago, your pain was all over, right? I mean, you've had pain
everywhere.
Right.
Everywhere. I felt like my body was, my entire body was inflamed.
Mm-hmm.
And the inflammation with that diet, the inflammation has just decreased so much. I wouldn't have believed it. You told me that would happen, and I'll be honest with you, I didn't really believe it until I saw it happen. That it's not just the weight loss; it's I feel so much better. My body doesn't feel like it's on fire inside anymore.
Yeah, and isn't it wonderful to do it that way rather than just trying to suppress the symptoms with pain medication, which make you feel
right.
Kind of dopey? And, yeah.
Well, but and the pain medications didn't really do anything.
Hello. Yeah. Yeah. So. And then tell me now, I know with your...
Hello?
Yes, excuse me. Just I'll be taking questions in just a moment.
Okay.
And so tell me about your stomach issues. That was another thing that we've worked hard on.
Well, I had had chronic stomach pain and discomfort when I ate. I was just miserable all the time. And now that I have got my diet under control, my stomach it's great. I'm not taking anything. I don't have indigestion. My stomach doesn't gurgle all the time. And I don't have the pain.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And one of the things that I really remember is on one of our consults, you told me you were happy.
Yeah.
And I thought that was, I think I take that for granted, but I, you know, but hearing that from my patients, but I distinctly remember you telling me you really felt happy again. You know, you're happy with your progress, but you were just, you felt good.
That's a totally new life for me.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, I'm so proud of you because you've worked so hard, and it couldn't happen to a nicer person. So it just tickles me to hear how well you're doing. Well, tell me, what would you suggest to those who maybe are listening, or those who may listen to a replay? What would you suggest to them? What advice would you give to them?
I think for those people who are in my shoes and understand what this can do to your life, that the best thing you can do is to make an investment in your health and yourself, and take care of yourself and get on your protocol and change your life.
Do you think you could have done it by yourself?
No, I know I couldn't have. I needed the support and the guidance.
Yeah.
And the
encouragement
just knowing that you knew what you were doing, and that I trusted you, that you would tell me what I was doing right and what I was doing wrong, and I couldn't have done that by myself.
Yeah. So what was it like working by phone on a weekly basis? How did you enjoy that? Or
that worked really well for me. I really looked forward to that time where I could get feedback and give you feedback and ask questions and could do it from the comfort of my own home.
Yeah, I think a lot of people initially have reservations about that, but what I have learned from doing this for quite some time now is my patients actually really enjoy it because they don't have the stress of having to, you know, get dressed and get somewhere at a certain time and sitting in an office and waiting and
right.
And they know that they can, if they ever need anything, they can pick up the phone and, you know, they can get their questions answered. They don't.
That was another thing that, you know, that I could either call or email and get an answer. And like you said, it was so much easier than having to go to the doctor, because I felt like I really felt like the time that we had was so much better spent than when you go to the doctor's office a lot of times.
Yeah, I totally agree. Well, Jolene, I'm really proud of you, and like I said, it couldn't happen to a nicer person. You're just a wonderful person, and you've enriched my life and my staff's life. We're just so happy that you're part of our family, and I really appreciate you coming on the line. And again, I'm just tickled you're doing so well. It makes me happy.
Oh, I'm just so grateful for you and what you've done to help me when changed my life, and I would highly recommend you to anyone.
Thanks, Jolene. Well, thanks again for joining me, and I look forward to our next phone call.
Thank you very much. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, good night.
Good night.